Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM. Yeah, I can say aloha. It's almost 40-plus degrees today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. So we take it through the 3 o'clock hour here today. John Cranton will join us from the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll talk about that with him and other things coming up, including the AFC and NFC championship games that'll take place this weekend on Sunday. You can catch them right here on KGYM, presented by Mediacom. We will talk about that with John Cranton. Look back at our prop bets from last week with John, Alex and I made, and we'll see who came out on top. Bowling Night in America wrap up, and we will get the panel together for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, all that coming your way here on a Thursday edition of the program today. Iowa and Maryland going at it tonight from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. That's an early start. ESPN will have the coverage, and that will get underway just past 6 o'clock coming up tonight from down in Iowa City. Very pivotal game for both teams. Steve Prohm meeting the media just a little bit ago, and the biggest news that came out of that was it now sounds official that Cameron Lard will not be participating with the Iowa State basketball team this year. That was kind of the speculation all along. They didn't say 100% positive, but 99.99% that Cameron Lard is just going to take the rest of the season to get ready, improve his game. The reporters out there, media people had a chance to talk with him for the first time, and that's what he said coming out of his mouth. And so we take him for his word, and so he will be ready to go for the Cyclones, it sounds like, next year. You can reach us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600 as we get into the program for a Thursday afternoon. A rainy one. How you doing, Mark?
Afternoon. Yeah, it's Iowa State's next game at Oklahoma, and you just when you think that Oklahoma is pretty gettable, the Sooners go on the road and beat West Virginia at West Virginia. So it may not be as favorable as once thought.
Well, Woodard's back for Oklahoma, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they jumped from and also ran to probably a middle-of-the-pack team, especially if their youngsters continue to get better for the Sooners, and that looks to be the case. And, yeah, like you said, Iowa State has to go to Norman coming up on Saturday, which isn't going to be easy, certainly. Not going
to
be easy.
You're headed for Iowa City after the show to take in Iowa, Maryland. What do you expect?
Well, I expect an up-tempo game.
If you can figure Iowa out, I'll...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Iowa's bounced back a couple of times at home. I don't know if they will win this game, but I think that they will play better tonight. I think they match up a little bit better with this team. Even than they did against Northwestern. Melo Trimble is going to be a handful. Jordan Bohannon's going to get another big challenge coming up tonight.
Another good freshman guard, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And this is, aside from Trimble and a couple others, a pretty young basketball team for Maryland. They haven't had the toughest schedule as far as the Big Ten is concerned so far, but they've done very well. They're 4-1 right now, top of the Big Ten. The one loss that Maryland had was at home to Nebraska, who has suddenly fallen on some hard times. The Huskers lost at home again last night. They beat Illinois at home, lost to Nebraska at home, beat Indiana at home. Their two road wins are at Michigan, not too bad, and then at Illinois by 6, 62-56. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. They have not played in 5 days. Iowa's not played since Sunday night, of course.
Chance for you to weigh in on tonight's game. That's a tip just after 6 o'clock in Iowa City. KGYMradio.com is where you can find the poll question. Who wins tonight in Iowa City, Iowa or Maryland? Right now, I think Vegas odds makers have it as pretty much a pick 'em. We'll get the final details from John Cranton in terms of the line and the number, but thanks to Emil's Hideaway for sponsoring the poll question on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
And it's going to be an interesting game tonight.
Dale Jones apparently going to come back for...
That's one of the X factors in this one. Sounds like he can play tonight if Fran McCaffrey chooses to put him out there. Do you go an 11-man rotation, or does that take minutes away that Kreener may have earned the last couple of outings? I don't know how you can keep Ryan Kreener on the bench after what he's done in the last two games.
A good couple games. I'm not sure how
Dom Mule is healthy,
so he may be out of the mix there. So, yeah, that's going to be an interesting aspect of this game.
How that going to play out? Christian Williams' minutes have gone way down as of late with Jordan Bohannon playing so well.
Ellingson,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Iowa's got to shoot it well tonight. There's no doubt about it. And they need more than 4 points from Peter Jock. This just in. Iowa needs more than four from Peter Jock.
John Cranton would tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Very interesting piece from our friend Michael Oss today in the Gazette about the Wooden Award. I am a voter in the Wooden Award, have been for about 15 years. Our mutual friend J.R. Ogden got me onto that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't.
Do you just participate in the final vote, or do you participate in the cut downs as well?
No, I'm just on the final.
Okay,
vote. Just on the final vote. And yeah, I it's a head scratcher on how Peter Jock is now. There are a lot of good players, and they have quite a few freshmen that are on that list. I mean, Ball from UCLA. That's one example of a freshman that's on that list. But God, you got to think Peter Jock is one of the 25 best players in the country, don't you? At this point, I mean, Mike went through.
He went through some comparisons.
Yes.
Arbitrary on his part, but I think pretty accurate in terms of trying to compare different players, the finalists against Jock, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. How does Iowa fare tonight as they take on the Maryland Terrapins? Your thoughts about it again? 319-366-1600. 0056
on the text line. Got a chance to watch Maryland a couple times this year. I would say they're probably going to win tonight.
They're a good team. And Turgeon's
so is Purdue.
Exactly. And Purdue's better. I think Purdue's a lot better than Maryland, but we'll see how it all plays out at the end. Maryland's in good shape right now to get pretty high seed as far as the NCAA tournament is concerned. So, and in Iowa, it's not anything like a must win or anything like that for the Hawkeyes. It's the Big Ten. You don't know what's going to happen this year in this league.
In terms of the John Wooden finalists, the last 25, so to speak, here's some of the names on the list. From the Big Ten, Ethan Happ from Wisconsin.
I can see that.
6'10", sophomore forward. Nigel Hayes.
No problem.
Wisconsin. Josh Jackson, Kansas.
No problem.
Frank Mason III, Kansas, no problem.
He's good.
Monte Morris.
He's good. No problem.
Is he better than Jock?
Oh. Well, they play different positions. And you can't, it's like comparing apples and oranges with a point guard and an off guard.
Caleb Swanigan, Purdue, no problem.
Yep.
Melo Trimble, who you'll see tonight.
Yeah, great player.
Maurice Watson, who's injured for Creighton the rest of the year.
That's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame because Creighton, I think, had a chance to go quite a ways in the NCAA path, and I don't know about that now.
Yeah, that's just some of the names on the list.
Yeah. Good ones. I mean, yeah, who do you take out when you have those 25 there? Some of those guys are freshmen, sophomores, and they're going to be going next year.
Mm-hmm.
To the NBA. I mean, there's a pretty good chance that Ball is going to go from UCLA. I don't see him spending, you know, more than a year with Stevie out there. How can he stand that? But that's beside the point. 319-366-1600. Also today, I don't know if anything is planned tonight in Iowa City, but it is the 19th anniversary of the untimely death of Chris Street today. 19 years ago today, on a snowy night, I was involved in that auto accident and lost his life. And I guess you still remember it, though. You still remember it like it was yesterday. I remember exactly what I went through that night. We had a basketball game at the old Linmar Gym. Was climbing down from the Hawk's Nest up there, or whatever they called, Eagle's Nest, Bird's Nest, whatever. And the former athletic director at Linmar told us. And immediately got in the car and went right back here and got things rolling on that. But, well, I actually went downtown. We were downtown at KCRG back then. But
Pretty sure I've related the story before, but worth repeating perhaps, that I had gone home for the day. I was sports editor at the Gazette and got a call just after dinner about what had transpired, and then was charged with setting the wheels in motion to cover the story. Michael Loss went to Iowa City, I recall. Jim Ecker worked the phones to get comments from various coaches around the country and was successful in talking to such coaches as Johnny Orr and Judd Heathcote and Bobby Knight and among others. And then, you know, the news side reporters contributed as well to that accident right outside of the Highlander, I believe, in Iowa City. So
right off Dodge Street.
Yeah, it's a night that we won't soon forget, and a lot of nice tributes out there as well.
Yeah, and definitely missing Chris out there, no doubt about that. And like I said, I'm not sure if they're going to do something tonight, if something is planned down in Iowa City, but I think it'd be a nice thing to do. And he is still missed.
I think the gold out might have something to do with that, according to one of the texters.
True. Now, did I say, what did I say, 19? I think it's 24.
It is 24.
I apologize.
January 19th, 1993.
Yeah, I apologize on that. And thanks to our friend, Gary Dolphin, for helping me out on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sent me a text. Hey, Scott. Thanks for listening, Gary.
You could always count on Dolph.
I know.
Huh?
Thanks a lot. We got to get Dolph on here again. Yeah, it's high time to do that. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to John Cranton in Las Vegas coming up in just a little bit here and get his thoughts about Iowa, Maryland tonight, as well as the AFC and the NFC championship games that will be coming up for the weekend on Sunday.
PGA Tour in full swing today in California. It's the Career Builder Challenge, and that being played on three courses, the stadium, the Nicholas, and La Quinta in California. First round action underway right now. Zach Johnson has just made his second birdie of the day. He does have one bogey on his card. He's one under through 10 holes, and at La Quinta, getting run over a little bit.
Yeah, you got to go low at La Quinta of the three.
Leader right now, Harold Varner III, also playing La Quinta at seven under. So Zach coming off the top 10 at the Sony Open and trying to put together another good tournament here in California.
Listen to us. Yeah, you got to go low at La Quinta. I would take 200 any track out there. But, yeah, Zach's going to get things going. Coming off a top 10 last week, though.
You think you, me, and Dolph could shoot 200 and a best shot there? I bet we could.
At La Quinta, I think we could.
Huh?
I think we could at La Quinta. In a best shot, no doubt. No doubt. We're going to talk golf tomorrow. Bob Herrig's going to join us, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, and we're going to preview, if you will, the 2017 golf tour that is just in its infancy right now. Talk about the majors, talk about Zach, talk about some very interesting things in the offing as far as the golf world is concerned about the schedule as well. So we'll do that coming up tomorrow with Bob Herrig. All right, 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk about things in the world of sports, the AFC Championship game, the NFC Championship game, also Iowa and Maryland tonight. We'll do that with John Cranton when we come back here on KGYM.
More of what you want for less than you'd expect. And Denny Z has it at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
We're heading into 2017 with right at 2,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs.
Including year-end trade-ins and early lease returns. Now let's talk price.
Budget buys from $6,000, an incredible selection under $10,000, and that includes all makes and models, imports, and domestics.
If you don't shop the Westdale Used Car Superstore, it could cost you thousands.
Get at least $2,000 for your trade. Buy with zero down, payments from $109 a month, and always guaranteed credit approval. You know what these pre-owned perks mean?
Nicer, newer car for the new year.
For way less money.
The savings start here. The Westdale Used Car Superstore, right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids.
Savings all the time. McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
Here comes Brian Regan, live on stage.
The winning team always gives the losing team a lot of credit.
You got to give them a lot of credit. They got a good team over there.
I wonder if that news ever gets to the loser's locker room.
Great news, fellas. I just came from the winner's locker room. They are giving you a lot of credit.
Brian Regan, January 29th, Paramount Theater. Reserve seats on sale now at the Paramount Theater ticket office, ParamountTheaterCR.com, or by phone.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
According to Dolph, we would go 10 under. He's setting the bar.
Dolph's got game.
He's got game.
Ask him who our fourth is.
Oh, you know what? We can get Boyle. Boyle's a good golfer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get KB out there on the golf course. You just heard we're going to have tickets to see Brian Regan coming up. He's going to be at the Paramount this Sunday, January the 29th, and we'll have tickets to give away today, tickets to give away again tomorrow. And you've seen him regularly on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. He is hilarious. And check out more information at KGYMradio.com. We're going to bring in John Cranton from Las Vegas, and a rainy Las Vegas, Nevada. The brand new home, it sounds like, of the Las Vegas Raiders. Boy, that sounds very funny coming out of my mouth. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. Yeah, a little bit of rain and wind and clouds. Not a good day to golf, but it is a good day to roll out the red carpet for those Raiders.
John, let's start out with a game in Iowa City tonight. And by the way, the voice of the Hawkeyes is listening to us as we speak. Please give us numbers and analysis on Iowa, Maryland.
Well, how about the money move on this game? It opened last night. Basically, pick them. The oddsmakers, you know, weren't giving Iowa much of a home court, and that's because Maryland's so good here at 16-2. So they made a pick them with a total of 150, but the money has spoken. It's now the Hawkeyes up to 2.5-point favorite, and the total, too, has come down a little bit to 148. And Peter jogging off a difficult game, but still he's leading the Big Ten in scoring, a young team all around, but he has been dynamite overall, and he needs to be better than they were the last game. Boy, that was just a thumping by Northwestern, but when you look at their last home game, he played great against Purdue, scoring 83 points in another marquee matchup similar tonight. And when you look at the games that when they face ranked teams, Hawkeyes actually have been pretty good, 4-2 straight up the last six times they played a team ranked, and that includes wins this year over Purdue and Iowa State. And at the home court, they're on a 5-1 Vegas spread run, so they really do play well, exceptionally well at home, which is common with young teams. Nice challenge here tonight with a top 25 Maryland team coming in. A couple of slip-ups, one was to Pitt, and one was to Nebraska by 2 points. And as far as situational, it's a difficult spot here. This is the third road game in the last four contests for this talented young Maryland team. Now, Trumbo leading the way, but they got a lot of guys, particularly freshmen, who can sky and play exceptionally well. It's not a one-dimensional offense. Maryland certainly has multiple threats. When these teams met last year, it was kind of a defensive game, 74-68. Maryland had home court, squeezed out a win, but look at the defensive numbers. Iowa shot just 5 of 24 from long range, and Maryland, even at home, couldn't shoot from long range either, 6 of 25, and both defenses were very good. And that's why I'm going to look at tonight's game, because when Maryland plays in Big Ten action, 19-7 under the Las Vegas total. And when Maryland heads out on the road, it's 24-8 under the total. And we're seeing the money move that way, too, toward the under. So I'm going to look for a defensive game here. It might have 2-point basket either way, but it won't be the shootout that some of the odds makers think. I'm going to follow the money on this one.
This has been a crazy year, a start anyway, to the Big Ten Conference. And if you can make rhyme or reason of it, good luck, because the favorites are falling, home teams are falling. It's just been all over the board so far.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, a lot of people thought Michigan State was going to be their usual power self, and they've taken a little bit of a step back. So there's a bit of a vacuum for some dominant teams, and when you don't have that, yeah, you can have some upsets across the board.
Hey, John, before we get into the NFL games, I wanted to ask you about last week, and I think I read more than one place where the books kind of took a bath, particularly on that Pittsburgh-Kansas City game.
Yeah, they've had a rough time with the home teams doing well, and they did very badly on the national championship game in college football, and then last week The two favorites on Saturday won and covered the home teams again, and it was finally on Sunday. You finally had some underdogs winning. However, it's exactly what you mentioned. The public bettors, they shifted. Even though the home teams had won those first six games and covered the number, they picked the absolute perfect time to shift to the visiting teams. The money went on Pittsburgh, and as well as the other game, Green Bay upsetting Dallas. So, no, it was not a good. In fact, one of the sports books said it was the worst day, NFL day, in the playoffs that they'd ever had. So, and the bottom line is the public has been pretty good picking these games.
Well, I wish my Kansas City Chiefs would have gotten a few more points, but hey, that's the way it goes.
Well, don't hold people and you might have a chance.
Well, okay? I know. Or have Tom Brady as your quarterback and then you don't get that called. I like the Steelers this weekend, John. Let's talk about the Steelers and the Patriots. That's the AFC Championship game to be played at Foxborough coming up on Sunday night. And what's Vegas think about this one so far?
Boy, it's a pretty solid line. In fact, the betting, the amount of money that's been put, or I should say the number of tickets written, is dead even on this game, 50% for both sides. So they made a good number here, and it's basically the Patriots' six-point home favorite. Totals come down a little bit from 51 to 50, although the weather reports are really good for this game. It's not going to be freezing cold. We don't see any rain or sleet or wind for this one, and that'll be fun with two ace quarterbacks going head-to-head. The Steelers have this unstoppable offense, which Kansas City saw a lot of last week, except in the red zone. The Chiefs, who've been so strong all year at stopping teams in the red zone, really bottled the Steelers up. And that's a concern for the Steelers' offense, getting just actually no touchdowns last week, six field goals, and now having to go on the road again. You know, we think of the Big Ben and Brady and Peyton Manning as representing the AFC in the Super Bowl for much of these last 10 to 15 years. What's remarkable is this will only be the second time that Brady and Big Ben have squared off against each other, and the first since the 2004 season. It's been over 12 years. It's just been one of those fluky things where when the Patriots have a down year and get knocked off, the Steelers are hot and vice versa. But it is a Pittsburgh team that their defensive numbers early in the season were kind of shaky, particularly in the secondary. But, boy, if they come on strong down the stretch, a young secondary has played much better. They finished up 12th in the NFL in yards. They can rush the passer and just 10th in points allowed. And, of course, the offense can do it with Brown and Bell and Big Ben. They can kill you with the run and the pass. However, they got 18 points at Kansas City last week. You're going to be in a difficult situation if you're going to try and win two road playoff games with that little offensive production in the end zone. With that said, the Steelers, when they face a winning team, 17-8-2 against the Vegas number. Now you get a Patriot team that at home is 25-9 run against the Las Vegas number. They seem to have it all. However, and there are some vulnerable weak spots that I see with the Patriots. One would be no Rob Gronkowski. I mean, he killed them. He killed the Steelers when they met in week one of last season, which was a 28-21 Patriot win on this field, and the betting number was 7, so they made the right number on that. In addition, Patriots' defensive numbers are just terrific across the board. However, they play the easiest schedule in the NFL. And if you look back 1 year ago, that was the Carolina Panthers who played the easiest schedule in the league, put up powerhouse numbers until the Super Bowl rolled around and they showed some cracks and some flaws. And the Patriots haven't really faced any good quarterbacks. If you remember the game, the marquee game against Seattle and Russell Wilson, a couple months ago, that was one quarterback they did face, and he absolutely torched them. So I have some major question marks about how good this Patriot defensive is. And then there's the offensive line, which they looked terrible last week against the number one ranked Houston Texans defense. They got pushed around. If you remember a year ago, that was a huge weakness for them. And Pittsburgh, they love to bring that zone blitz from all over the defensive side of the line. And I have to wonder, is this Patriot offensive line taking a step back? And finally, the turnover factor. You know, the two teams that fumbled the most in the NFL this season, the 49ers and the Patriots. The catch is that the Patriots didn't lose many of those fumbles, but they gave it up a lot, and we saw that in the first playoff game with Deion Lewis fumbling twice and then Tom Brady throwing two picks. So, I don't know, this is not one of the stronger Patriot teams that I've seen in recent years, despite that sizzling number. And when we look at last year's game, Pittsburgh had 464 yards. The difference was Brady had 4 touchdowns, 0 picks. 3 of those went to Gronk. So I'm going to have to look at the underdog here. The Jim Dog is 10-4 against the spread when these rivals meet. And I'll step out on a limb and say the Steelers win the game 30-27.
John, before we dive into Green Bay, Atlanta, I'm just sitting here wondering whether odds makers, you know, you have a brand like Pittsburgh or New England or Green Bay or Dallas. Does that add a point or two either way in terms of the odds makers setting a line and trying to figure out what the public's going to think?
You're talking about the marquee big
yes.
teams?
Mm-hmm.
Or perhaps get a call or two?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. You have to talk to the ref, Scott, about that. But, yeah, it does. For instance, the Dallas Cowboys, when they got upset last week, I mean, they were getting a lot of money. And when they got upset, the Super Bowl tickets plummeted like 20% around the country. In addition, when you have marquee teams like the Green Bay-Atlanta game this weekend, it kind of looks like an even game. And yet the money that's been put on the game, the amount of bets on Green Bay, how about 74%? So the Packers are definitely a public team, and they're getting a lot of the money. And that's common. The odds makers do have to shave anywhere from 1-2, sometimes even 3 points if they're home with teams like Green Bay and Dallas and even New England.
Interesting. How about Green Bay, Atlanta, John? Two more excellent quarterbacks, hot teams. No weather issues here. What about the numbers and your thoughts?
Boy, the highest total we've seen in a long time for an NFL playoff game, 60.5. Atlanta about a 5 to 5.5 point favorite. And difficult spot for Green Bay here. They're off that close, thrilling win at Dallas. Now they go on the road again, very similar to Pittsburgh. And that game was indoors. Now they're heading indoors again, but the defense suffered some injuries last week. You have to wonder about that. And the other thing I wonder about Green Bay would be the coaching staff, because, you know, you look at Aaron Rodgers. This guy's won one Super Bowl, and he's, you know, let's call him the best quarterback in the game, or one of the best quarterbacks of all time. How come? And then I look back at recent history. You know, they lost a close game to the Arizona Cardinals in the playoffs a year ago. 2 years ago, they were up 19-3 at Seattle with, what, 5 minutes to go. Somehow blew that game. There's a lot of games over the last 10 years with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy with. They just can't close it out. And I have to start to wonder, because I watched that game with Dallas last week. First drive of the second half, Packers up 28-13. Okay, what a time to go for the jugular and end the game. And then they started to run to try and kill pretty much the entire second half. And I would have to lay that on the coaching staff for not passing the ball as much. And next thing you know, Dallas comes back and ties the game. So I have some concerns with the way Green Bay, with Mike McCarthy, calls some of these games. Now they're heading out on the road, and there's actually quite a bit that's in Atlanta's favor. They have an extra day to prepare because they played one of those Saturday games. They're at home for the second straight game. Matt Ryan, probably going to be MVP of the league. He's had a monster season. And keep this in mind, the only team in the NFL have all five offensive linemen playing every game was this Atlanta Falcon team, which was, what, eighth highest scoring team in NFL history. So it's just a juggernaut on offense. The defense, though, is not very good, and that's why some of the money is looking at the Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers in this one, because he certainly could carve up what is a suspect secondary, and that was kind of the way these teams met back in October, a 33-32 game. And that's how I'm going to look at this one. I'm not sure what is going to happen, but I do know there's not going to be any defense in this one. You got two ace quarterbacks. The game is indoors. So many talented targets to throw to. When Vegas sets a total here of 60, they're obviously telling you both teams are capable of scoring about 30 points apiece. And I'm not going to argue with that. Atlanta's on a 14-2 run over the total with some suspect defense. And every single Atlanta game this season, nine of them have been high-scoring games over the total. So quite a bit favors Atlanta, but I'll go with an offensive show here. I'll go with the Falcons 37-31.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Final game in the Georgia Dome. Hey, last week we had our prop challenge, John. Both Alex, who was sitting in for Mark, and I did very well. We could have won some money on this one. 4-1 I went. I did lose my best bet, though. That kind of let me down a little bit. Alex went 3-2, and how'd you do last week? Do you recall?
I do. I have it. You guys blew me out of the water. I had 3 total points. You had 4, and Alex, had 4 or 5. But, yeah, you guys were right on. And I like your top play, too, of Brady interceptions. When you said that, I thought, well, you know what, that might be worth stepping out on. And then he goes and throws 2, so you just never know.
Threw a couple picks right there. So, Yeah, it's you never know what's going to happen with things like that. But before you go here, let's talk a little bit about Jim Feist Sports. And also, if you would indulge us with a free play, I'd love to have that.
Sure, I'll go with the under in this Iowa-Maryland game tonight. I'm looking for both teams to step it up defensively. If you're looking for article stats, free fast facts that Jim puts out, as well as the Proline TV show, you can find that all and more at jimfeist.com. And if you want to get free picks, a recorded message at 888-294-1970.
We'll know the Super Bowl combatants next week, John. That'll be fun.
Well, who do you think it's going to be?
We're going to pick them coming up here in a little bit. I don't want to show my hand a little bit, but
I'll say Atlanta, Pittsburgh. I was on Green Bay until listening to John.
Well, I'm with you, Mark. That's where I'll take you.
Okay.
I'm leaning that way. Leaning. We'll see. I got about 10 minutes. All right, John. Hey, appreciate it. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. We'll see you then, guys.
John Krant joining us from Las Vegas. Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas at Jim Feist Sports on Twitter. You can give him a follow right there. 3:35, we're going to take a quick break. As we head to break, as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, great comedian Brian Regan. He's going to be at the Paramount coming up on Sunday, January the 29th. We've got tickets all throughout the week. Pair of tickets tomorrow and today. We're going to give those away right now to caller number 7. We'll go caller number 7. Lucky number 7 at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Going to be a great, great show. And we got tickets for you to win right now. We will take a break, come back. Bowling Night in America wrap-up from last night's week 20, I believe. We'll get to it after this.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game. Work through a scattered thunderstorm or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
So our team just started using GoToMeeting to web conference, and it's been surprising. Well, guys, our company is growing fast. I'm thinking we should
expand overseas.
2 weeks later, it happened again.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should
look at moving into Asia.
But now our team connects a little too well.
It's great we're opening a new location in Osaka. Konnichiwa, Japan.
Whoa. When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free at GoToMeeting.com.
Hi, fans. Jalen Rose for Cricket Wireless here. We read through all of your texts, tweets, and emails asking for another chance to enter to win the Cricket Wireless and ESPN Bucket List sweepstakes. We heard you loud and clear. By popular demand, the Bucket List is back. Visit cricketsweepstakes.com/ESPN Bucket List 17 or go to your local Cricket store to enter.
No purchase necessary. U.S. residents age a majority and older. Ends February 5th, 2017. Void if prohibited. See cricketwirelessrules.com/ESPN Bucket List 17.pdf for official rules.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with Unash and Dukes, KGYM.
Hearty congratulations going out to Patrick from Cedar Rapids. He's going to enjoy Brian Regan at the Paramount coming up a couple weeks from Sunday. No, check that, a week from Sunday. We mentioned we'll get the panel together coming up here in just a little bit. It is a gold out tonight, by the way, at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Iowa will be wearing the gold alternate uniforms tonight, apropos to a gold out, I guess. So keep that in mind as you make your way down to Iowa City in the rain coming up here in just a little bit. That is a 6 o'clock game, and that will be on ESPN coming up, the television story on that one. And should be interesting. Should be an interesting game coming up tonight down in Iowa City. It was a very interesting night last night, Mr. Mark Dukes. For the Rusty Nails and the rest of the very, very fine Evergreen League last night at Bay City Bowl. They are the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America each and every Wednesday, no matter the weather.
The ultimate mature league in town. Save the Pen Pals, our opponents next week. They're already chatting about
showing rings.
Reclaiming the jacket. And
Dustin Bennett got his 300 ring last night.
Flashing rings last night, and yeah, a little bit annoying, but...
Oh, no, don't give them... Come on, Antonio. Don't give them stuff to, you know, chew on for 7 days or so.
Hey, we had a good night against a two-time defending champion, Durline Scale. And I have to admit, and I think you'd agree, that we didn't get the best shot of a couple, three other top bowlers.
Correct.
But nevertheless, I think we bowled pretty well and took 3 out of 4 and moved in third place in the league, 45 and 35. Very satisfying night. Last game came down to the very end, and it was a good match. Good guys to bowl against. Marcus Smith's a couple lanes down from us. He had the high game at 288. He had a front 10 and left a 410 split and proceeded to pick that up for a 288. So nice going, Marcus, for a high game. Brian Moore to our right, 744 high series on the night, 279, 276, and then something Buzz doesn't want to talk about. So, but at any rate.
He was on, man.
It was for a couple
for two
games.
Two and a half games, yeah. It was going for the left-hander out
744
there.
For him. Mike Robinson with a 728. Wayne Selkin, 710. So some very good scores out there in the league. So, again, next week, one of the great traditions in bowling.
One of the great traditions in sports,
Pen
period.
Pals against Rusty Nails.
The coat, they asked him if it is ready to go, if it's been dry cleaned, etc., because they'd like to have a nice shiny coat, they said.
It's been hanging in your office since we reclaimed it.
That's correct.
It's clean in there.
It's clean, yeah. Relatively. Hasn't moved a whole lot. It's the first thing I see when I walk in my office. Puts a smile on my face. The satin medium jacket from May City Bowl. The
Indeed.
Traveling trophy between the Rusty Nails. And
it's
the
a display
pals.
Model.
It is a display. Yeah. Nobody can get in it, that's for sure, at this point in our careers. But that'll be next week. That'll be a whole lot of fun. And, yeah, good seats are still available. All right. 341, a reminder, APC coming your way next. And a reminder as well, they will be in Iowa City tomorrow for the KGYM road trip. Stop on by Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard in the Walden Square, right next to the fairway in Iowa City. They got great food down there, great drink specials, 12 TVs that you can take in all kinds of sporting action. And Tyler and Todd will be down there coming up tomorrow, beginning at 4 o'clock, going till 7 o'clock. They'll be on tonight as well from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, except put Alex into the lineup for Todd Brommelkamp today. Also, the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information prior to the event, and if selected, your event will be featured online. Go to kgymradio.com and check things out. We will take a break, come back, assemble the panel, and get things ready to go for the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, and we'll do it after this on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
We're rocking the new year in the all-new showroom at McGrath Kia. Take your pick, $199 down, $199 a month. New 2016 Kia Soul or Kia Forte 5, $199 down, $199 a month at the all-new McGrath Kia. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality by J.D. Power. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession, ha! Lose those bad credit blues and take control at McGrath Kia. McGrath Kia has arranged $5 million from local lenders to put you in a new Kia Soul or Forte 5. Your choice. $199 down, $199 a month.
grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Soul Base or Forte 5, $199 month lease for 39 months with approved credit, $199 down, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. No security deposit required. Offer expires end of month. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the high-flying Falcons face Aaron Rodgers and the hot Green Bay Packers. Then, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots square off against Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who will advance to Super Bowl 51 in Houston? Tune in to find out. The NFL playoffs are right here.
The NFL Championship Games, presented by Mediacom. This Sunday, starting at 1, right here on KGYM.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
We are back at 3:44, Thursday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up tomorrow on Friday's show, we will talk with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer from ESPN.com. Also, a preview of the NFL games. We'll recap Iowa and Maryland and look at the weekend in sports. That's all coming up on the Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Panel, for the most part, assembled here. I have Todd's picks. And since the czar is not here, Mark, well, you got to turn around and crane your neck there to see the standings. But I would imagine since they are, you know, good news for us that you might want to do that, or perhaps you would like to delegate that to Alex. Can you double down and do that?
I can do the Gym Class with a 16-game lead on the APC. How long are we going to do this?
We got two more weeks after this.
Okay. What's our magic number? It's pretty much wrapped up, right?
I have no idea. All right. I can't add for years since.
You are the individual leader with 65 wins, 52 losses, and 7 wins on the year, having a very good year. Tyler Ryder in second place, 55 up, 62 down. Mm-hmm. Nice surge by Tyler.
Mm-hmm. Are you surging?
I'm doing something right now in the studio. I don't know if surging is what you'd like to call it, but I'm starting to pick up the pace a little bit, boys.
Myself and Alex both with 54 wins, Sean with 53, Todd 49.
There you go. Let's bring in Sean, first of all. And, of course, Sean, the proprietor at Carl and Ernie's, as well as the Coach's Corner, where the guys will be at tomorrow for the APC. And, Sean, good afternoon. And I imagine things are getting very, very excited and crowded down there in anticipation of the Iowa game.
We're actually filling up down here. It's nice to see an early crowd.
Yeah.
I think people are excited about this game tonight.
And you got Iowa-Penn State wrestling tomorrow night, too, Sean, right?
Absolutely, and I kind of want to tell everybody we're doing a shuttle bus from Coach's Corner and Carl and Ernie's. You can park at either Coach's Corner or Carl and Ernie's, and the bus leaves at Carl and Ernie's tonight at 5 o'clock. And it's $10 a person. We'll get you right to the front door of Carver, and then we'll pick you up in the same place and bring you back. So you can stop at either place and grab some food and drinks, and then hop on the bus and we'll get you back. You don't have to worry about all the traffic. And then you can drink on the bus, too. So you can take your alcohol with you. And while you're sitting and waiting with all the other cars, you can take your drink with you.
And that's tonight and tomorrow? Or which night?
And we're doing that tomorrow for the wrestling as well.
Okay.
So, what time is the meet? 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
Yeah, so the bus would leave Carl Nerney's at 6, and it'll leave at 6:15 at Coach's Corner. So hope people take advantage of it. We'd like to do it more, so hopefully people take us up on it.
There you go. Nice. I'm going to double check that just to make sure that it is a 7 o'clock start tomorrow night.
I'm pretty sure it is. But, yeah, that's always a big meet.
I found everything but what I was looking for. Here we go. It is 8 o'clock. Beg your pardon, 8 o'clock.
All right, let's switch those times in. We'll have to leave at 7 and 7:15.
There you go. There you go. All right.
You can tell I got notes written down, huh?
So do I. I had to look it up, so I'm glad I did. It is an 8 o'clock match with Penn State coming up tomorrow. All right.
I'm always shooting from the hip.
Speaking about shooting from the hip, that's what this panel likes to do. And Todd was the big winner last week. I have Todd's picks here in front of me. And our first game to be picked is the AFC Championship, Pittsburgh and New England. And we will pick both the spread and the over-under in this one. It is a 5.5-point spread. New England is the favorite at home. Over and under in this one is, Mark, 50.5, because they know you like the hook. So that's what we got to deal with. Todd is going to take the Pittsburgh Steelers in those 5.5 points, and he is going to go with the over as well. Mr. Tyler Ryder.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I just read a stat on Tom Brady. I don't know how people keep up with some of this stuff, but in playoff games where the opponents are in Foxborough and they have a Pro Bowl quarterback, a Pro Bowl running back, and a Pro Bowl wide receiver all on the same side of the football, the Patriots are 5-0. I don't know how they keep up with this stuff. What I do know is that Pittsburgh will keep it close. This seems like a Steven Guskowski game. That means Pittsburgh covers. And I have a feeling this goes over as well. I'm with my co-host.
Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Sean, you make it a perfect 3-for-3 in those two predictions.
Tyler must have had his notes in front of him. That's some good info. I was liking Pittsburgh. I'll stick with Pittsburgh. Let's go with Pittsburgh, and I'll pick the over.
Yeah, 3-for-3.
That's a sweet, boys.
Why not? We don't have very many chances to catch up.
Yeah. I am going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers as well. I think they're going to win this thing. But I'm going to go with the under. I think it's going to be more of a lower scoring game in this one. So I will change that up a little bit. Mark.
I think it's a 24-21 Pittsburgh victory. New England's played. They haven't played anybody that has a good quarterback. Nowhere near. Russell Wilson was the nearest. Now they have Ben Roethlisberger and some more weapons. Pittsburgh and the under.
Alex Kuhn.
You won't.
Can you remind me once, the over-under is at 50.5?
50.5.
I'm going to go with under.
You won't.
And you're going to put me on an island with Tom Brady? Give me that.
Giselle's not there.
Well, yeah, I'm not. That came out wrong. But give me Tom Brady. And when nobody else is going to take him, absolutely. I have some ground to make up. This is too easy for me.
All right, very good, very good. I like that. Game number two, the NFC Championship game, will be the final football game played at the Georgia Dome as the Atlanta Falcons will host the Green Bay Packers. Atlanta is a 5-point favorite. The over and under, a very high, as John mentioned, one of the highest in history at 61. Tyler. You've been there.
I have, and I can tell you that I don't know why they needed to replace it, kind of like Turner Field and SunTrust Bank. I guess Atlanta just feels like they've got to get all the new shiny toys. But I've got to continue to ride Green Bay, do I not? I've been on a heater with the Packers since November, and if I get off now, I'll probably miss out on the big payday. So give me the Pack, and these are two offenses that can put up a lot of points. I know I'm going to get bit in one of these games, but I'll go over. I'll even go big in the Georgia Dome, too.
All right. Sean, Green Bay or Atlanta, and what about the over-under?
Boy, this almost sounds too easy to take Green Bay. I think it's a sucker bet. I think Atlanta gets them pretty good, but I'll take the over and Atlanta.
All right. Very good.
Business-wise, I hope Green Bay wins.
I think everybody around here does.
Boy, they're like the Cubs, man. Those fans come out of the woodwork.
Yep, they do. No doubt about it. I just think it's Atlanta's year. I've liked Matt Ryan all year. I like Matt Ryan for the MVP. I like Matt Ryan to win this thing. Too many Packer weapons are beat up now with Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson, both questionable for this game. I will take the over on this one, but I think Atlanta is going to go to the Super Bowl to take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mark.
I don't know. Listening to John Cranny made a good case for Atlanta, but Atlanta does not have a good defense, and I got to believe Aaron Rodgers can at least keep this within a less than a touchdown. Maybe not win the game. I'll take Rodgers in the points, and for just giggles, I will take under.
Oh. All right, Alex.
I'm going to go with the over in this game, and I think Mike McCarthy today said that if the Packers' top three wide receivers, if this were a regular season game, none of them would be healthy enough to play. Combine that with the fact that their running back wears number 88. I get that Aaron Rodgers is as great as he is. I'm going to go with Atlanta, thinking the same way that Sean is, that it just seems like a sucker's bet because everything tells me to take Green Bay, which is why I'm going to take Atlanta.
Rodgers would give you four targets if you were out there.
You just told me on Monday that Aaron Rodgers is the greatest quarterback you've seen since you've been breathing.
He is.
and you're going to go against him in a chance to take that team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Fickle. All right.
Todd is taking his Green Bay Packers.
Attaboy.
And he's going with the under in this one. All right, final game. This is Maryland and Iowa tonight, Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Now, where were we taking the points at?
Todd had it at Iowa, a one-point favorite.
No, the total, I'm sorry.
Oh, total 150.
Okay.
150
came out. That was undetermined tonight. Until today.
Okay. It is 150 for the total on this one. Iowa, a one-point favorite, 150 the over-under. Sean, you got first pick on this one. Hawks, Terps.
What's the line on this game?
Iowa by one. And 150.
Wow. Huh. Yeah, I like Iowa big. I do. I liked them last week, and I love them tonight. I'll take that all day. I'm going to have to maybe call one in on that. I'll take Iowa, and I'll take the over.
How'd you like them Sunday, Sean?
No comment on that.
That was a clunker. That was one off the hosel.
You're going to see that with this team.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're talented as heck. They're going to do it tonight.
I think Iowa's going to get the victory tonight. I think they're going to get the win, and I do think it's going to be a little shade under, though, Mark. Wish there was a hook on this one for you.
I like what Melo Trumbo can do. I'm going to take Maryland and the under.
Alex.
I like Iowa at home. They play well at home, and I think they're going to beat Maryland, and I'm going to go with the over.
And the over. Todd is going to go Iowa. He's going to go under. Tyler Ryder, you have the final say.
Last week, Sean sounded that confident against Purdue, and they did win. So I'm not going to bite the hand twice. Give me Iowa just solely based on the confidence that Krantz has in them. And if this this Iowa team wins, they score a lot of points. So give me the over.
You know what? Iowa's good for business, too.
That is true. Hey, we got one more here to give. That is the tiebreaker. Todd's going to go with Peter Jack points tonight against the Maryland Terrapins.
I'm on the radio.
I love it. I have the first pick. I am going to go with it's going to be higher than 4, and it's going to be lower than 30. I'm going with 24 in this one. Mark?
17.
17. Alex, Peter Jack points tonight. Go.
Ooh, 32.
Oh!
Why not?
Why not? Todd's got 20. Tyler, Peter Jock points.
You make a free throw, won't he, Tyler?
Just like my ladies, I like him over 18. I'll take it.
18?
Yep.
All right. Sean, how many points for Peter Jock tonight?
Hold on to your seat. 42.
Whoa! He's going to make up for the 4.
Absolutely. 42.
All right.
What was Todd's total?
Todd was at 20.
Okay.
Todd was at 20. Hey, one more time, Sean. Talk about the bus for tonight and tomorrow night.
All right, guys. The bus is going to show up at Carl and Ernie's at 5 o'clock, $10 a person. Then it's going to make a stop at Coach's Corner around 5:15. Hop in the bus. You can take your drink with you. We'll get you over right to the front entrance, and we'll pick you up right in the same spot right after the game and get you back to your car. Also at Coach's Corner tonight, it's half-price wings and $2 Bud Family draws.
All right.
So we'll see everybody here at Coach's Corner. It's already filling up, so going to be a fun night.
Get there early. All right. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. 357. We need six contestants at 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the number to dial us up. And our winner will get a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. I like Iowa. You like Maryland tonight. We'll see how it goes. Bob Herrick joins us tomorrow. We'll talk some golf with you at that time. We'll discuss Iowa and Maryland, look at the weekend as well. Have a great night, everybody.
During the Home Depot's Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event, save on a Home Depot exclusive, the Pfister Venturi Widespread Bath Faucet, for a new lower price, just $190.